on governmental and opportunities for that user for and personnel and fisheries and companies is that it's important that the owners try to enjoy it to be sure that it's using well and not and not passive as those in the beginning. I also know that one of the things that we face is a tremendous challenge from the federal government. And it's important that we sort of still say that we are able to coordinate and the space and basic functions at the same time. Again, we have opportunity, we have great resources, we have great people who are well positioned, I think, to grow and actually boost our economy. But I think that what it takes is making sure that there's good communication, good new responses. And so there's things that are very important, which we're working with our companies, obviously, our marketing, our financing, our business development, some of the basic tools that we have, we need to make sure that we're as effective as possible. So we should answer every question from them.
Well, thanks for hearing that question. We're hearing that. And then we have the other question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to see I always provide a set of questions to your office. Well, those seven, I won't pick out any particular one, but was there one that you were particularly interested in?
Well, the admission voting was just to see what was inside of the community's minds. I think the question that I struggle with the passing program discussion is the relationship with community reasonable affairs. For the department, right? And I think there were very questions and a lot of questions. I think that's a question that people have been asking themselves and asking us through the course of this discussion. Community Affairs was approximately 11 years ago combined. There's a small department, we got 200 people. There's a nine people department on all of a development. And I think that while there's some excellent examples, examples. I think it's important to give back to our mission of strong economy, of our strong community and healthy economies and general protection. DCRA and the Economic Development Division have two very complementary roles. I think the community regional affairs working towards community development is helping build the capacity. Whether it's for training or technical assistance or administration of grants to ensure that they take facilities such as water, wastewater, utility, that those systems are increasingly critical for economic development. When I look at the functions of our economic development division, and I think the different types of tools, I look at our financing programs, our marketing, the research we provide, the business technical assistance, they are interrelated and we're working towards that kind of community vitality and economic opportunity. So we're going about things in slightly different functions, but I think it's also really important to look at with DCRA and also in the DCCD, that there's excellent opportunities for collaboration. And a few examples that I had a chance to see in my short time as commissioner include economic development staff working with community reasonable affairs staff to figure out what their grant opportunities or other resources for economic development projects such as fish plants. We've been working on the relief and safe house in the Department of Energy and Utility to figure out how to streamline and make it easier for communities to work with our revolving fuel loans. Just recognizing that again, essential services is so critical. To make sure there's fuel available in communities. A smaller example, maybe, but the last important is exploration, business, and professional licensing, working with our DCRA staff to make sure that nonprofits and other entities and recipients of state grants are eligible. And so just getting funds to grants that come from clients or saying, no, we can do it, but how do the two divisions work together and make sure that we were, that the nonprofit organizations have the technical assistance and support they may not agree about the survey that we filed on the report. So, again, there are a few small examples. And probably the more profound ones are the energy example and economic development projects and funding. But I think as we work together, probably as commission directors and then more importantly, and holy, and those relationships being deeper at the staff level, and there's a lot more opportunity for collaboration. There's two projects also that I think are very overarching applications. One is the allocation of advocates who will have a resume and are working to try the demonstration project to see if that will be a mutual contact with whether working with state projects or private projects. I understand not only the planning assets, but the evidence for support that could be leased within a community. And then the connect Alaska, which is a broadband project that, you know, there are projects where more people in the department, they have applications across the globe to different communities from years that are doing the development. And it's very beneficial to have those existing relationships. So, again, I think there's an opportunity for growth, but I think there's a lot of value in how we're working together now.
I'm mentioning that the NET is going to have a central hearing on hospital activity and tourism marketing. And so the oversimplification is that we're going to promote So there's a need to go beyond that. Canada's most of the population, most of the southern Canada, and 1% of that population is in rural, but it's 6 feet of Iowa. Most of Alaska is about 6 feet of Iowa. And so 52% of Canadian residents who have never been to the market, or even most of them have never been to the market, they think the DRA is important, very important to their community. Compared to the United States, 2% of American citizens consider Alaska a very important. So, sure, we can bring to tourism, we can bring to biofresh, but how do we market Alaska beyond those two important sections? How do we market Alaska to be a better place for our country from your perspective?
Thank you, Karen. You touched on something that internally we've been talking about, which we do have a lot of help with all the great organizations for tourism, as you mentioned, casting the plastic marketing program. And we have a number of smaller looking programs that are housed within our department, and then there's things in the department. We've made plans to outside the department this last year long, Sylvania and the Department of Education. But I absolutely concur, you know, at the department level and the different commissioners, they were shared this. We need more of an overarching presence for our family. I think as we head into this next budget cycle, we'll be thinking about how to look at our internal resources, as well as the possibility of realigning some of our programs. I do think that making sure that people understand what we want to offer as a state is critical. We do attend. Our development specialists have attended shows just around that. That was all early in January in Vancouver. We were there with the governor's office, DMR, and other private sector entities. We attended marketing events for industry specific development activities such as industry events. And again, these are sort of smaller. I think we are thinking more globally about our image as a state and who we are and being ready for and being competitive, being responsive, and being proactive in terms of positioning ourselves for economic development, community development. So, and we had internal conversations in a short time that our team is ready to do. And I said that can be more robust as we go into thinking about the next budget cycle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The governor has to visit with me, so I go to the third quarter. It was on this small piece of legislation that we're kind of building out of taxes, but there's much less of priorities. You submit the health of the legislature as one of his priorities. And so I guess our takeaway is also not only the recognition that